speak up, up. Speak, speak up, speak, speak up, up, up. Speak, speak up, up. Speak up, speak, speak up.
Up. Speak, speak up. Up. You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded, uncasted territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, and the Squamish. And welcome back here to Speak Up on this snowy Tuesday morning. I'm your host, Vivian, and welcome back here. I hope you all had a good start into the new week. And I mean, it's snowy outside, it's cold outside, we have so much snow, and I'm a little bit sick, if you can hear it a little bit. So yeah, things are a little bit slow these days, but I hope you had a great start in your week. And yeah, I'm glad that you're back here to speak up, because today's show is going to be amazing, because today is the last day of February, but also the last day of Black History Month. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Black History Month is celebrated in February in Canada, not only in Canada, but in different countries all over the world, to appreciate Black culture. And yeah, that's why I also have so many cool things for you, or I did so many cool things for you for Black History Month. So I participated in a dance workshop, I checked out the opening ceremony from SOCA. So SOCA is a society actually next door that it's called Society of African and Caribbean Descent. And yeah, they're hosting events every once in a while, and to appreciate Black culture as well. So not only in February, but I'm introducing that, because they had so many cool events. You can definitely check that out, what they're hosted for this month about Black History Month. So go to their Instagram and to their website. You can also go to our website, cjsf.ca, to check out what was going on these last few weeks in February. And yeah, I hope you're all safe out there and can enjoy today's show, because today's show, I have a very special interview for you. So the interview is going to be about Black History Month, and I did the interview with Dr. Yabom Jilblon Jackson, and I'm very excited to play it for you. Because we spoke a lot about Black History Month, Black culture, and she gave me a big insight into what is important and what should we notice about, Black History Month. So I had so much planned for you today, but due to the weather conditions, we're a little bit, I don't have so much room to play stuff. So unfortunately, I can't do that, but I will definitely do that in the next week. So if you want to check more Speak Up shows out, you should always tune in on Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. I'm always hosting the Speak Up show on Tuesday. And yeah, I hope you can enjoy the show somewhere safe, somewhere warm, in your home, in your office, in your car, wherever you are. And yeah, before we're going to jump right into our songs and the interview, I would like to introduce a little bit of the weather for today, because we can all see it outside, it's snowing and it's cold. So we have 3 degrees in Burnaby. It's snowing and it's cloudy and a little bit windy. So be prepared for that. The lowest temperature will be -2. And tomorrow it's going to be snowy and also rainy as well. Highest temperature will be 4 degrees. And the coldest temperature we can reach for tomorrow is 1 degree. So not that cold, but still wet and, yeah, be prepared to put on some snow chains or, yeah, throw some salt into your driveway to be safe and to prevent people from slipping. On Tuesday, it's only going to be rainy, so the highest temperature will be 7 degrees and the lowest temperature will be minus 1. On Friday, we will have snow and rain as well, and also cloudy, so no sun at all, unfortunately. So 6 degrees is the highest temperature, and 1 degrees is the lowest temperature. On Saturday, the weather continues to be that bad, actually, because we will have some clouds, we will have some snow and some rain as well. Highest temperature will be 6 degrees, and lowest temperature, 0 degrees. On Sunday, stays the same, highest temperature 7 degrees, lowest temperature minus. And then on Monday next week, so 6 days from here ahead, we will have some sun. I'm excited. And yeah, highest temperature will be 7 degrees, lowest temperature minus 2. But we will have some sun, a little bit cloudy, but still, sun is coming out. And on Tuesday, it stays the same. And yeah, I have to say it again. There's a snowfall warning for today. So be aware of that. Be prepared. Stay at home if you can. And don't rush into the snow. Yeah, the snow will continue to fall over the whole week. So be prepared for that and stay safe. That's what I can say for you right now. So I hope you can enjoy this show now, because I want to introduce Dr. Yabonu and Diplin Jackson for you for the interview, and then I have some songs for you that I want to play for Black History Month, and I'm very excited for that one. So, Dr. Yabonu and Diplin Jackson is an award-winning organizational development leader and a scholar who centers equity, diversity, and inclusion. So she is the vice president of EID, so Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. Throughout her career, which has been spanned the public, private, and nonprofit sectors, she also helped people and organizations build capacity for transformational change to advance IDE in belonging in workplace and society. So since January 5th last year, Dr. Yabonu was named as the first Vice President of People, Equity, and Inclusion. And she was so nice. I had so much fun during that interview. So we did that via Zoom. So be aware of that if the sound quality is not always that good as it normally is. So she wasn't live in the studio, but she was live on Zoom. So we had so much fun and we spoke for, I think, almost 30 minutes. I think also over 30 minutes, because we had so much to talk about, and she inspires me because she did an amazing interview, and she also did a TED Talk, if you want to check that out. So you can listen to her TED Talk at TEDxSFU. You can go on YouTube and check that out as well. I will also link that on our archives on cgsf.ca. And now I want to play you the first song of today. So it's called Keris, A Place Where Love Is, feat. Yolanda Sargent and Octavio. I'm very excited for this one to play. And we'll also hear another song that Dr. Yabonu wished for. So it's called Africa by, one second, Africa by Yemi Alade, feat. Soti Soul. And right, we will, after the interview, we will jump right into Brown Skin Girl by Blue Ivy, Saint Beyonce, and Wizkid. So Africa and Brown Skin Girl, that's what Dr. Yabonu wished for to play on air, because these are important songs for her, and yeah, that's why I wanna play that for you. Hope you are excited, and I hope you enjoy the interview. So now we will hear the first song, A Place Where Love Is, which I really, really like, and then we jump right into Africa, and then you can tune in into our interview. So stay tuned, be safe, and enjoy.
paper and a pen. I escape the planet, I just try to stay above shit. Visions of the moon when I visit Saturn. Imagine life where color doesn't matter. Imagine peace where murder doesn't happen to my people dying in the streets every day around the world. Blood splatter, sit back, chill, watch the flood travel. Bombs drop, humanity extinct. Tell me what you think was gonna happen. When my folks can't even breathe, knees on their neck, seven in their back, prisons overpacked, women going missing, gotta save the children, lot of evil in this living, hoping that you pay attention, take me to a place where love is. Suffer. It's like a jungle. Times I have to wonder why we underneath whatever you believe is. Time for peace and love to reach each other. Whatever creed, we all created equal under God's blue sky. We all bleed the same, you and I. It's a shame there's hatred on your brain. While I can only wish you sunny days, and I can only hope you feel it shining. Let the water wash away your pain. See, this love is all that I can offer to this world. I just want to see a change for the better. This a home for the future. Before we lose it, do it together. Take me to a place where love is.
Studios F 90.1 FM, and welcome here to the interview with the Vice President of EID, so Equity, Diversity and Inclusion. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me. I am Dr. Yavum Gilpin-Jackson, and I am currently Vice President, People, Equity and Inclusion at Simon Fraser University. I'm also a community member here in Vancouver for over 24 years in the Black Vancouver community, and spend a lot of time in community thinking and talking about Black History Month. So I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here for Black History Month. We're almost at the end of this month, and we had so many great events happening here. And we especially met at the opening ceremony, so the very first day of Black History Month, where you hold a great speech and said a few words about Black History Month, and I was very impressed by that. So for the people that don't know what Black History Month is or what the Black History Month is about, could you explain this for us?
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for your kind words as well. Black History Month is really a month that is set aside to recognize Black accomplishments and Black excellence and Black history here in Canada and around the world. In particular, because historically, over time, especially in the Americas and the diaspora, the contributions of Black community were often erased from whether that is history or literature, are generally not well represented in the sort of general population. So Black History Month really has come about fundamentally to address that. And I think if anyone is paying attention right now to the world, we see ways in which some of that kind of erasure could happen again in this time if we do not continue practices such as Black History Month. So I want to recognize that currently there are a number of countries that recognize Black History Month. It started, and this is important just to note, that it started in the U.S., in the United States, specifically because a scholar, Carter G. Woodson, was trying to do exactly what I just said, making sure that there was space to collect and share the history of Black people in America, but also Black accomplishments around the world. And so from that time, it's been recognized in Canada, in Ireland, in Germany, in UK and France. And I just found out that continentally, on the African continent, as of 2020, a number of African nations, and Africa does have 54 countries, 55, depending on how you're counting, have also taken on recognizing Black History Month. Mm-hmm. So that's an overview.
Yeah. And thank you for explaining this for us. And why do you think it is so important that we celebrate this month across the world and that different countries celebrate this month today?
Thank you. That's a fantastic question. I think for many of the reasons that I just described in terms of recognizing that Black people are inherited. Black history is the history of the world, right? Just like any other history of any people group is part of the history of our shared humanity, so is Black history. And so it's really critical that Black history doesn't continue to be marginalized or seen as this sort of thing that we just do because a group of people have asked to be better recognized in society. I think for Black peoples and for every equity-deserving group, part of what's important is this recognition as members of society that are contributing, have always contributed, and continue to contribute to society in meaningful ways. You know, for example, we are in the United Nations International Decade for Peoples of African Descent that started in 2015 and goes until 2024. And just like Black History Month, it's not like work on Black history or recognition of any form needs to end in 2024. So let me start by saying that. I always say for me, Black history is February and forever. But the reason I'm referring to the United Nations decade is the theme of that decade is recognition, justice, and development. And I think it's important because for far too long, the contributions of Black people have not been recognized, hence recognition. There are many reasons. I'm sure listeners know well some and encourage folks that are curious about the social justice issues surrounding Black people globally to read up, learn, and just be aware that there are many, many, many historical and current ongoing issues of social justice impacting Black communities globally. And then, of course, as we all want for all of us, just that continued movement towards progress and development for our whole human collective, and certainly for people groups such as Black people that have often been left behind or been seen as people groups that are there mostly to serve the global collective and not given the self-determination, the agency, or even the opportunity to use resources that have come from Black peoples and the African continent for the development of African peoples. And so that's why months like Black History Month is important, just to raise that awareness and spread that education. I want to recognize that there are over 200 million people that identify as being of African descent in the Americas alone. The largest African diaspora is found in Latin America and the Caribbean, where estimates reach 150 million. And of course, there are 1.4 billion Africans on the African continent. And we know that projections are that by the end of this time, by the end of this century, by 2070 and beyond, that there will be that the population of Africa is going to continue to grow and nearly double and move towards being the largest, if not one of the largest by population.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting to hear. And thank you for sharing all of these information with us. And each Black History Month has a different theme. So this year's theme is resistance. And you just went into like a little bit of detail into that. But I want to know, why do you think this year's theme is resistance? And why is it so important that we resist?
Yeah, and I think, just to speak more generally in terms of the theme of resistance, I think for equity deserving groups and for groups, I would say more broadly, that have experienced social marginalization, the idea of resistance has always been core, and I would say synonymous in a lot of ways with liberation. So the idea generally of resistance is to resist, I think simplistically, and where I want to focus today is resist absorbing the popular narratives, the narratives that are not narratives of Black people's own creation, for example, resisting that narrative as the reality or the way that things should be for Black people, because those narratives have oftentimes not been created or written by Black peoples themselves and not designed for the liberation of Black people. So I think, you know, there are many that have always talked about the need to think about resistance as a form of, as an integral part of the liberation and transformation of Black people. And we're talking specific about the social condition of Black people. So I want to be clear that this is about socially the constructs that have been designed that do not support the fulsome nature of Black identities, Black contributions, Black people's place in the world. The idea of resistance is to resist that. And so oftentimes I think people view this as negatively for my purposes and for our conversation. I'm seeing this as a positive construct, transforming the construct of narratives that have been forced on Black people and resisting them to show and portray other narratives, fuller narratives. Many will know Chimamanda Adichie's very famous TED Talk on the danger of a single story.
Oh, yeah.
It's about widening the narrative. It's about being wide-eyed and clear about the multiple, complex, intersectional narratives of Black people, like every other human group in our society, and using that as the lens through which Black people are seen, heard, and recognized in society.
Mm-hmm. And how do you resist?
Yeah. And I mean, I'll take the opportunity because I mentioned a lot of words just now. I think I want to anchor it again for listeners that are aware of Bell Hooks, rest in power. She passed away very recently, just an educator in this space that spoke about these issues and wrote about these issues from the positionality of a Black scholar and a Black woman in America. And certainly her writings have impacted Black peoples around the world. There's a something Bell Hooks wrote about this that I would like to read, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
For the audience. She talks about marginality as a site of resistance. And I've often broadened that to talk about marginality as a site of transformation. So I'll read to you something, the quote. It goes like this: understanding marginality as position and place of resistance is crucial for oppressed, exploited, colonized people. If we only view the margin as sign marking the condition of our pain and deprivation, then a certain hopelessness and despair, a deep nihilism, penetrates in a destructive way the very ground of our being. This is a response from the space of my marginality. It is a space of resistance. It is a space I choose. This is an intervention. I am writing to you. This was Bell Hooks writing. I am speaking from a place in the margin where I am different, where I see things differently. A message from that space in the margin that is a site of creativity and power, that inclusive space where we recover ourselves, where we move in solidarity to erase the category of colonized and colonizer, marginality as a site of resistance. Enter that space. Let us meet there. Enter that space. We greet you as liberators. I use that quote often to talk about to global Africans and Black people to engage marginality as a site of resistance as well as transformation. And I just want to end there to say, for me, the way this quote ends, talking about the fact that when we engage from the margins and when others meet us, we are meeting at the center. We're meeting metaphorically. I have a chapter I wrote about meeting on the bridge, on the metaphorical bridge, to create a better future and humanity for everyone. It's the reminder that the ability for Black peoples to resist and the ability for all others to join in that resistance to the narratives that we may all have been used to, mm-hmm. including Black peoples ourselves, transforms the entire society for the better.
Yeah.
And it's that reminder, this is about transforming all of us for the better. So yeah. We don't look at any